Shock, disappointment, and disgust were the most common words used by lawmakers to describe their reaction when they read the article detailing the allegations against Attorney General Eric Schneiderman. According to the New Yorker article, he hit, choked, threatened, and belittled three women that he dated and slapped another woman who refused his sexual advances. Schneiderman denies the accusations, saying he was engaged in consensual role-playing. Assemblywoman Pat Fahey was named the chair of the Assembly Task Force on Women's Issues just 1 week ago. She says she first heard the news when she arrived home around 8 o'clock Monday night. She says she immediately had to sit down.
I am still in shock. I'd be lying if I said otherwise. I was completely in shock last night and still in shock today.
Under the state's constitution, the legislature picks a successor when there is a vacancy in the attorney general's office. That successor serves until the next statewide election, which occurs this coming November. Assembly Democrats numerically have the most members of any of the factions in the legislature, and so it is up to them to pick the person to succeed Schneiderman. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie took a cautious approach, saying no decision's been made yet on exactly how to proceed. Several lawmakers said they think the legislature needs to appoint a woman to the job. Hastie says he's open to that.
If it's something that the legislature, will do, diversity does matter.
Governor Cuomo says the allegations against the former AG are deeply disturbing, and he credits the women who came forward.
I think these women were especially courageous. They were dealing with the attorney general, the top law enforcement. According to the article, they were threatened not to say anything, and they came forward anyway.
Cuomo says he doesn't plan to interfere with the legislature's choice, but he says it should be an open process with public interviews of candidates. And he says the Democratic State Convention occurs in 2 weeks, so perhaps lawmakers should wait.
The Democratic Party is not bound by the legislative process.
Cuomo controls the Democratic Party and presumably would have more control over the choice of the candidate. The governor says there's also no immediate need to have a new attorney general. He says acting attorney general Barbara Underwood, who he appointed, is a top quality person and that the office is not rudderless. Assemblywoman Fahey says whoever Schneiderman's successor is, they'll need to hit the ground running and take control of a number of important lawsuits that the former AG has filed, including over 100 court actions against President Trump and his administration. Schneiderman was also trying to build criminal cases against former Trump associates Paul Manafort and Michael Flynn in case the president pardoned them or Robert Mueller's special investigation was halted.
Whoever moves into this has got to be as strong and as aggressive as possible to really take on what is a national role, not just New York.
Already, potential candidates to run in either a Democratic primary or general election have expressed interest. Senator Mike Gianaris, who until recently was deputy Democratic leader, says his phone has been buzzing with texts and messages from people urging him to run.
There's been a lot of people encouraging me to look at it. I'm flattered that people would think I could be trusted with that important position.
2014 gubernatorial Democratic primary challenger Zephyr Teachout tweeted that she might be interested, saying that she is seriously considering running for attorney general. Other names mentioned include Congresswoman Kathleen Rice. She narrowly lost the Democratic primary for AG to Schneiderman in 2010, and former U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.